This is Radio Nepal, Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentarians expressing views on current issues in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. Loktantrik Samajwadi Party submits 11-point memorandum to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson wins vote of confidence. Now, the news in detail. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the parliamentarians have expressed their views on current issues. During the meeting, CPN UML Member of Parliament Lal Bahadur Thapa demanded to start counting of the votes in some local levels of Bajura. Similarly, CPN Maoist Centre Member of Parliament Purna Kumari Subedi called on the government to take stern action against the perpetrators of the Rapti Sonari gang rape case and to protect the victim. Member of Parliament Bimala Bike condemned the police firing on a protest in Bardia district to stop the terror of wild animals and demanded an investigation into the incident. Ganga Chaudhary, Khagaraj Adhikari, Dr. Bhim Bahadur Rahul, Surya Prasad Pathak, Yagya Bahadur Bogati, Lal Bahadur Thapa, Ghanasyam Khatioda, Sher Bahadur Tamang, Bimala Biswakarma, Prem Suwal, Gagan Kumar Thapa, among others, demanded immediate action against the police for firing without order. Replying to questions raised by the lawmakers on current issues, Home Minister Balkrishna Khand said that the police have arrested 7 persons involved in the Bake Sonari, Rapti Sonari incident and indicated action against them. Stating that the life of the citizens is the first priority of the government, Home Minister Khand also informed that the police would be investigated for firing on Bardia incident without any order. The Loktantrik Samajwadi Party has submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba putting forth 11-point demands today. A team led by party chairperson Mahanta Thakur reached the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar and submitted the memo. The memo demands to issue citizenship certificates to the children of parents having citizenship by birth as well as to withdraw cases filed against party leaders and cadres. The memorandum, among other things, calls for withdrawing the cases against the leaders and cadres participating in the Madhes Tharuhat movements and releasing Resham Chaudhary from jail and other political prisoners. Likewise, the party demanded the adoption of the principle of proportional allocation of budget by the three-tier government, making public the report of Lal Commission and implementation of the agreements reached with the United Democratic Madhesi Front in the past. The memorandum also calls for ensuring that the election will be conducted in a free, fair and credible environment, providing fertilizer to the farmers, reduction of disaster risk, managing the resettlement of the displaced people and providing lands to the landless, oppressed communities and communities with priorities. The High Court Surkhet has issued an interim order not to take any admission fees from students while enrolling in community schools. A division bench of judges Madhav Prasad Pokharel and Poonam Singh Chand ordered not to charge any fees to students until the final decision is made on the petition. Issuing the pro tem interim order on May 6th, the High Court had called both sides for May 24 to hold a discussion on the interim order. After hearing the discussions of both sides, the court on Monday issued an order not to take any type of fees from students. Advocate Khemraj Jaisi Tiwari had filed a writ petition saying community schools in Surkhet have been charging fees arbitrarily from students against the right of getting free education ensured by the Constitution of Nepal. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the monsoon wind has its general impact in the eastern parts while the local wind had its influence in the midwestern region of the country. The weather is generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country due to the influence of this weather system with rainfall occurring at a few places of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. It will be generally to completely cloudy in Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and partly to generally fair in the rest of the country towards the afternoon, with chances of light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of province number 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at few places of the Madhes province. The division has stated the same weather will prevail tonight as well. According to the latest details of the division, the maximum temperature in Kathmandu was 28 degrees Celsius and the minimum of 20 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has won the backing of a majority of Tory members of Parliament in a confidence vote despite a significant revolt against his leadership. Mr. Johnson won 59% of the vote, meaning he is now immune from a Conservative leadership challenge for a year. The result sees the Prime Minister remain in office, but critics said the scale of the rebellion against him showed his authority had been weakened, with some calling him to resign. Mr. Johnson became Prime Minister in 2019, was informed he would face a vote on his leadership during the Queen's Platinum Jubilee after weeks of speculation over his future. Russian ambassador to the United Nations has stormed out of a United Nations Security Council meeting after the European Council president blamed Russia's invasion of Ukraine for causing a global food crisis. Charles Michel said Russia was using food supplies as a stealth missile against the developing world, forcing people into poverty. The Russian envoy Vasily Navenzia accused Mr. Michel of spreading lies. The war has left food stock at Ukrainian ports. Ukraine is a large exporter of cooking oil as well as cereals such as maize and wheat. Russia also exports large amounts of grains as well as fertilizer. The lack of this export has caused the price of alternatives to soar. Elon Musk has threatened to walk away from his $44 billion takeover of Twitter, accusing the social media company of thwarting his request to learn more about its user base. In a letter filed with the regulators, Mr. Musk says he was entitled to do his own measurement of spam accounts. The letter formalizes a dispute that has simmered for weeks after Mr. Musk declared the deal on hold pending further information. But Mr. Musk has said he believes spam and fake accounts represent a far greater share than the less than 5% of daily users that Twitter reports publicly. The dispute has raised more doubts about the future of the takeover, which Twitter's board approved in April. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentarians expressing views on current issues in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party submits 11-point memorandum to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson wins vote of confidence. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.